It is 9 minutes before we get to 12 o'clock, and today we're highlighting another local production, Tsakmate, that comes to the Klein Karoo Nasionale Kunstefees Festival over the Easter weekend. Now, Tsakmate is a story of six prisoners from diverse backgrounds. Through playing chess, they try to make sense of what caused them to commit these crimes, resulting in the disruptions of their lives. But to tell you more about this is writer, that is Mikhail Harris, on the show. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be here.
Lovely having you. Mikhail, I love the storyline around this, but maybe you can start telling us about the catchy name. What inspired it? Why do you call it Tsakmate?
So that was actually not our original title. We actually had a working title, and then my cast and I, while we were, when the script was done and before we took the production to the floor, we were like, but this title needs something, like we need to catch people's attention. And because we worked with the whole concept of a chess game and confinement in a prison setting, we were like, why don't we use the chess term checkmate? Because checkmate inherently means that your king can't move, so you are stuck. And all these prisoners are stuck in prison, they can't move. But we were like, why don't we give the people like a pun, a bit of wordplay? So what we decided to do is to transform checkmate into techmate, because essentially society abandoned them from society and they went to jail because of the things that they did. And for everybody that knows Cape slang, everybody will know that for check means you must like go away, you must like leave. So inherently we just took that and then we combined it with checkmate, and then we got this beautiful pun, which is now techmate.
Lovely. And like I said to you, I love the story run around this, because it also had me having a conflicting conversation within myself, because your production explores, you know, the challenges prisoners face in, you know, reintegrating back into society, which is good. So on the one hand, everyone deserves a second chance. But at the same time, you know, you just have to look at the news and you'll hear about how many people have reoffended and had to go back to prison again. I mean, is it a wonder communities are so distrustful?
Yes. So actually, when we wrote the story, like when me and my fellow writer Natalie Lottering sat down and we wrote the story, we actually had to do a lot of research in terms of the general trend, why people go to jail, if there is reformation for people coming out of jail, how do people get reintegrated back into society? And one fatal flaw that we saw while we were doing our research was that sometimes the justice system doesn't cater well enough for the normal person outside of the jail in civil society, and the system doesn't cater well for reintegration or rehabilitation for these inmates as well. So it is a very conflicting topic, but what we wanted to do is to move away from stereotypical norms that just tell people that inmates are inherently bad and that they are inherently bad people and they should be punished and judged for the things they did. And what we are trying to do is invoke a thought in the audience that maybe we can try to understand these people. Maybe their circumstances and where they come from and the context in which they existed shapes them to make the decisions that they made. And we try to invoke the thought in the audience that nobody is just bad and nobody is just good, that in the goodness there is bad as well, and in the badness there is good. And that is the premise for why we want to tell the inmate side of the story as well, so that people don't just condemn them and stereotype them and impose an identity of an inmate on them. Because before they were an inmate, when they were still in society, they had a name and they were someone's brother and someone's father and someone's mother. And just because they are inmate now doesn't mean that their whole life experience and everything that they have lived up until this point is invalid, essentially.
And if you are tuning into the conversation now, thank you so very much for joining us and being part of this conversation. You listen to the voice of Mikhail Harris, who is the writer of Tsakmate, which is a story of six prisoners from diverse backgrounds looking through or playing chess and, you know, then trying to make sense of what caused them to commit their crimes. And of course, Tsakmate is going to come to the Klein Karoo Nasionale Kunstefees Festival over the Easter weekend. And then Mikhail just telling us the thought process and how they went about this. Now, Mikhail, I mean, it's easy for us to make these judgments. You know, you think of prisoners. But if it was a beloved family member of our own, then I suppose we would want to show compassion, right?
Yes. Yes, and that is like, when we started this process, one of our lecturers who facilitated this process for us when we started creating this production, Amalda Brand, we all were, like, gathering one day when we had our first draft of the script. And then when we all brought our stories to the table about what we know and what we think about inmates, and then one thing that our whole cast had in common is, like, everybody has a cousin in jail, essentially. So the story was very close to home for each and every one of us, because each and every one of us had a point of relation as to how we observe inmates and how we think about inmates. And because it's one of our family members that was in jail, we knew that there is a side of humanity to inmates as well, and that they are not just these bad people that society makes them out to be. Because it's easy to impose an identity on someone without knowing their lived experience and background story. But as soon as it's one of your own members that is in that position, and then you start thinking differently about it. And that is what we also essentially try to unpack for the audience.
Yeah. Mikhail, I have run out of time, but before we do that, where do we book tickets? What are the costs? Where do we find more information? All of that.
Okay, so we will be performing at Kaka & Kaka from the 1st to the 4th of April, and tickets are available on Web Tickets. We also have an Instagram page for TechMate, which is just called TechMate, and all the details are there regarding booking tickets. So for Kaka & Kaka, the tickets are for sale on Web Tickets. And then on the 29th and the 30th of April, we will be coming to Cape Town, and we are performing at Worcester Theatre at the Artscape. And those tickets are available at CompuTicket, but all those details are also on our Instagram page. So if the listeners would like to buy tickets or would like to see the story, and then they are more than welcome to follow the Instagram page or go to the website of Kaka & Kaka or to St. Worcester Theatre, and all the details will be there.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so very much for that. Mikhail Harris, who is the writer of TechMate. I like that name. But yes, essentially, I repeat, it's a story of six prisoners from diverse backgrounds. Through playing chess, they try to make sense of what caused them to commit the crimes, resulting in the disruption of their lives.
Miss the conversation? Miss the conversation. Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Well, that's it from my side. I do certainly hope that you enjoyed the show and enjoyed being part of the conversation. We do this again tomorrow between 9 and 12. Abongile Ganzele Ntele out. Have a wonderful day.